This is Ozarks at Large. When the Arkansas legislature begins the next session in January, the House will have a new speaker. Davy Carter was elected to the post as something of a surprise. House Democrats, now a minority for the first time since Reconstruction, banded with a few Republicans to take the post from the man expected to be elected Speaker, Terry Rice. Carter, a Republican from Cabot, recently talked to Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business about Medicaid expansion and other legislative matters. The conversation took place just after orientation for new members of the legislature.
I'm a little tired, but we had a great week at orientation. It was really nice to bring all the new members in and get to know them. And a great group of new members. There's 40 new members to the Arkansas House, and that's a whole story in itself. But it's just a great group of diverse people, and we had a really, really good week this week.
40 out of 100. That presents a little bit of a governing and a leadership challenge there, because I got a feeling you're not on a first name basis with every one of them. If I were to hold up pictures right now, you think you could identify all 40 of the new ones?
I would do better than you would think. But that is key, and that's what frankly I told the group this week. Beyond all of the policy things we talk about, and where the restrooms are and how to file bills, the number one thing that I told the members they needed to do was get to know each other. Go out, have lunch, talk, get to know their background and form those relationships, because it is all about the relationships in the General Assembly.
And a lot of that relationship too, because I've talked about this. We were on a panel on Friday morning even talking a little bit about this. Those personal relationships where you learn where people have their strengths, and that's some stuff you have to draw on for your real life experiences when this legislation starts hitting in the great magnitude that it does. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Just like home, church, work, everybody's got their strengths in an organization, and recognizing what people's interests are, what their abilities are, and homing in to those strengths and putting a team together and moving forward through the session is really what I view my role to be as speaker. So it's all about finding everybody's role where they can be successful.
Tell me a little bit about what your leadership style is going to be like. Some people, and I've seen some speakers before, they've kind of ruled with a little bit more of an iron fist. I'm in charge. I've seen others that have been a little bit more delegators. And how are you going to how are you going to roll with the punches up there?
Good question. My personality is that I take off, I run, and then I told the group this week, I'm going to tell you where we're going and where we're going to try to go, but it's up to you. It's up to you to come along and grab me and let's talk about some of their goals. But my leadership style is really one more by example in many ways. I'm not one that I'm not an iron fist guy, but I'm out on the front, pushing hard. I mean, you'll probably think that I'm juiced up on Mountain Dew every day during the session, and I will be running hard. And we have to. We have a short window of time to get the work done in the session, and we're going to do it. We're going to push hard, and hopefully we do some good things.
Does the slim margins, the 51% Republican majority to the 48 Democrats, one Green Party nominee, does that make it a little bit more difficult in terms for you to be able to govern the way that you want to do this, to run this House the way you want to?
I think maybe, but we have a wonderful chance in Arkansas. I mean, to be an example to the rest of the country on on governing, and particularly with what's happened, the political environment over the past couple of years nationally, and then we're presented with this scenario where we're a tripartisan body where you're right, 51 Republicans, one Green Party, and 48 Democrats. But we're going to come together. We're going to come together and work together. And I really think that we can be an example that people from other states will look to and say, these men and women in Arkansas can come together and govern, and I think the people of Arkansas will be proud that we set that example.
I'm going to ask you about that. It's about midway through the session. Yeah. We'll see if you still feel that way. And then afterwards, we'll see too. Let's talk about some of the big issues this session. Obviously, Medicaid is probably going to be priority number one. We've got a budget gap right now in the current Medicaid system. We're talking about potential Medicaid expansion. How do you see the Medicaid debate playing out at this juncture? Do you see a way to solve this problem?
Medicaid is by far the number one issue that we're facing. It is a very difficult issue. I do not know the answers. I don't think anybody in the body will tell you that they know the answers, you know, how to solve that problem. But it is fundamentally the most important complex thing that we're going to deal with this session. And I would submit, perhaps even beyond the session, you know, I think we need to take a deep breath. Let's gather the facts that we're dealing with, understand the rules, you know, on which we're being asked to make these long-term policy decisions for, you know, for the people of Arkansas. And so it will drive the debate, not only, you know, inherently about Medicaid and how we resolve the problem, but, you know, tangentially, it will drive debate on tax policy and budgeting because of the enormous amount of money that we spend and the big shortfall that we're facing right now.
Do you see people as very boxed in their positions right now on Medicaid, Republicans and Democrats, or do you think that there's a pretty big open-mindedness, generally speaking, about the members of the House that you've spent this last week with?
Good question. I think the most common thread is that, you know, members are a little bit frustrated. I hate to say frustrated, but, you know, a common theme is we don't know, you know, what the rules are going to be. You know, how much is, you know, expansion? What are these things going to cost? You know, what can we do? What can't we do? And we are waiting on, you know, rules to be promulgated from Washington and sent down to us. So I think to the extent that members may be, you know, quote, boxed in, unquote. If that's the case, it's probably more of a result of, you know, not knowing what hand we have to play, or what rules we're playing by. So,
copays, drug testing. Do you think that those are on the table? Do you think those things will pass in terms of Medicaid reform to basically kind of help offset what might be a required vote for some more expansion?
Maybe. You know, there's been some talk of that. I think when we get down to the, you know, to the heart of the matter, that, you know, copays and drug testing aren't going to solve the, you know, $350 million, you know, shortfall that we have. You know, and that's a bigger issue than that. So I don't want the debate to be about things like that. You know, we have to fundamentally get in and figure out why are we where we are, particularly before we go out and add, increase the enrollment. So I think it's bigger than that. I'm not saying those two things won't be a part of it, but, you know, we'll see. I just think it's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of focus, and there are a lot of members that have their eye on the ball and are trying to figure this problem out.
Governor's proposed a grocery tax cut. In the past, we've seen capital gains tax cuts or elimination come from the legislature. You want to do some income tax reform. What's going to win out in that debate?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. Look, we all want to cut taxes. I think that the common, we need to first agree on how much, you know, we can do responsibly, go through the budget process. Let's look at the forecast, see how much money we're talking about, and then we'll have that debate. You know, I think those are all, you know, the groceries are high. I understand that, but, you know, we also have to look at the worker and let's look and see how we can make our income tax code a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit more fair and reasonable.
So capital gains tax?
To be determined.
To be determined, all right.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business talked with Davy Carter, the Arkansas House Speaker-elect, earlier this month. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at VZW.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at CEGpartners.com.